This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and just being part of the conversation. Seriously, I don't care whether you're on the website, you're on Facebook, wherever you are, wherever you get your information, however you get involved in the conversation, I really, really, really do appreciate it. And, you know, again, I keep telling you guys this, and I mean this so much. Get involved. Get involved in the conversation. Get involved in what's going on. Get involved in your local politics. You know, unless you get out there and help, your people, if you pardon the term, your people are not going to win. Your people are not going to win. Right? I mean, you know, you live in your neighborhoods, you know who the good people are. You know the ones, you know, conservatives tend not to fight. I don't know why, don't ask me. My crystal ball worked, I wouldn't be here, I'd be at the racetrack. Or the lottery counter, you know? Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I appreciate so much the time that you guys spend with us on the air, and in the chat room, and texting, and tweeting, and truly being part of the process, part of the discussion. Can you tell I'm tongue-tied? Because I want you engaged. I can't tell you how many times the people will write emails to me, and I'm going back and forth with them on Facebook or in the email or in a text, for that matter. And then when you're discussing with them, when you're talking with them, you're trying to find out what's going on, you find out they don't even vote. And then there's the ones that vote, but they don't get involved in local politics. Well, you're involved in local politics when you vote, aren't you? Or you're not voting locally, maybe. I don't know. I just think it's great. I think it's funny. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or you can send me an email to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. You know, and please, because I get a few emails, put a capital TRS in the subject line. So I know it's a listener. I know it's somebody who's got a question. That's the way to do it for me, because then I'm not worried about it. I don't have to worry about who's sending it and what you want to talk to. After the first break, some of you see me on CNN, every other week or so. And I'm usually the guy that they're pummeling with questions. Well, tonight I get to turn the tables. I get to have a little fun. So the host of CNN on CNN International, John Voss, he's also a former senior international correspondent based in Beijing and Jerusalem, and he's going to be on. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that we talked about the other night, but mostly what I want to do is I want to talk about his perception or thought process when it comes to the freedom of the press for the press. In the realm of freedom of speech, I mean, does the press, what is the press's guidelines? What are their responsibilities? I mean, it's one thing to report it as you see it. It's one thing, it's a whole other thing when you embellish or you kind of add a little bit of your own commentary. In case you didn't notice, we are not a news show. Not in the sense that I'm sitting here, you know, I'm not Walter Cronkite. You know, I'm not Spados, you know. I mean, we're not doing that here. Yes, we comment, we elaborate on, we make comment about the news, but we're not giving you the news, so to speak. Whole different animal. And really, truly, the only way for us to, you know, to make a difference, to make things work, is we've all got to get engaged. We've got to get involved. We have to understand truly what's going on. Otherwise, you just, it's like what I always say. All you're doing is spewing the party line. I hate spewing the party line. Right? I hate it when that's all you do. So it's amazing to me. And when you hear people talk about, look, all this conversation about how we, you know, we've got to let them come up. We've got to let them come up from the border. You know, when they come, I'm tired of hearing all of this. I am so tired of hearing how we have to have the open borders, or we have to let them in, and we'll clean them up later. We'll clean it up later. This is just amazing. Now we find out that Indian nationals illegally crossing the U.S.-Mexico border in record numbers. They're paying smugglers $25,000 each to get up here to get here from India and then up from Mexico. Because they know it's so hard to secure. And when I say secure the border, I don't mean physically secure the border. Look at what these judges are doing in not allowing ICE to really do what they're supposed to be doing, or the Department of Homeland Security to really do what they're supposed to be doing. The surge of Central Americans crossing into the U.S. claiming asylum is no secret around the world. It's just a snapshot of those caught entering on any given day is what's making people crazy. But more and more, the nationalities are turning to Nigeria, Romania, Nepal. And hundreds of Mexicans from Guatemalans and Honduras are coming up as well. But one of the fastest growing groups of illegal immigrants coming up from the south, which I didn't know that somehow you could get up from the south, from India, right? There are mega people coming in from India through the southern border. Think about that. And they're coming in every day. It's a common misconception. We just arrest Mexicans. We were talking about this the other night. How racist are we, are you, whoever, when you talk about us securing the border and keeping the Mexicans out? So your thought is that the only thing that comes up over the border or from the border is Mexicans. How sad is that? I'm Joe, I'm a senior host. John Voss joins me right after the break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about heart-to-body extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The heart-body extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your two-month supply of heart and body extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. I'll give you a minute to get your dance on. And then sit down and listen and pay attention. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and really, really being involved and engaged. Because as I always say, you got to listen to both sides of the issue. Actually, there's like three sides to the issue. There's mine, yours, and everybody else's. But you got to listen to all sides of the issue so you can have a real conversation. You know I say it on the show all the time. We need to stop yelling at each other. We need to stop preconceiving what's going to come out of your mouth and think about it and have a conversation. I've got friends of mine that are 180 degrees. Did you hit a key word there? I have friends of mine that are 180 degrees on the issue that I am politically and everything. And you know what? We sit down. We have lunch together. We work on issues together. And we get along just fine. And I'm sure they're swearing at me when they leave the table, but we still get along just fine. And they're great people, and I love working alongside of them. Politics is not who we are. We're not Republicans. We're not Democrats. We're Americans first. We just have a different viewpoint on things. And sometimes I can think you're dead wrong. But it doesn't mean I get to hate you. It doesn't mean I get to pound on you. It's wrong, people. And you know that. You know we do that on a regular basis here. We talk about that on a regular basis. So I've asked John Voss to join me tonight. You know, he is the anchor on CNN International, also former CNN International correspondent based in Beijing in Jerusalem. Boy, great places to be. John, thanks for joining me.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you know, and again, I get to turn the tables right now. I get to ask you the questions. But let me just say up front so people understand. You know, I didn't bring you on because you're from CNN and I'm going to sit here and bash on you because that's not what I do. Not my intention at all. I think you've been fair with me and I've always enjoyed my time there with you guys at CNN.
Right. Well, we've always enjoyed having you on. So
yeah.
It's huge. Right.
I'm not going to say it, but what anyway, we'll move on. Listen, one of the things that we talk about on the show, and I'm sure you do too, is when it comes to the real freedom of speech, when it comes to what you're allowed to say, not allowed to say, what the news sources are supposed to be doing, I always say the same thing. First of all, let's just get something straight. I'm not a news outlet. We comment on the news. We comment on what people do, social media, all kinds of stuff. But we are not a news outlet here. Does the news, does outlets like CNN, MSNBC, you know, we'll put them all in there, Fox too, you have a bigger responsibility to make sure that what you're putting on the screen, what you're telling people, what you're laying out is the truth the best you know it, right?
Yeah, look, absolutely. Although I would say that I think it's beholden upon all of us, you know, whether or not we're working for CNN or whether, you know, you're a commentator, whether we're just talking to our friends, to be actually informed and to be confident that what we're saying to people is, in fact, you know, accurate and correct and based in fact as much as we possibly can. You know, because what you find on both sides, be it, you know, on the left or on the right, oh, I heard someone said this, and then they said that, and then this, you know, something which is like a based in an element of truth suddenly takes on a life of its own and becomes completely and totally distorted. And, you know, news outlets, if they get it wrong, they can make that worse. Or if they are commentators like, you know, there are some commentators, not you, because I think you try to ground your show in facts mixed in with opinions or fact-based opinion, as opposed to, you know, some people out there, some blogs and some of these, you know, radio shows and all the rest of it, that are simply just not based on any kind of reality. And they seem to be deliberately provocative because that is what gets people in. And that's what gets people riled up, and they get hits or they get likes or they get listeners or whatever it is that they want from a commercial point of view. And it's exploitative, but it's also incredibly damaging. So, you know, that's one side of it. I think that, you know, we obviously at CNN have a much higher standard that we have to meet because we say that we are, you know, we're the world's news leader and we're going to try and present the truth and the facts as best we can. We'll get things wrong. And when we get it wrong, we'll tell you we got it wrong and we'll apologize and we'll correct it as fast as we can. And that's the difference between us and, I guess, you know, some other news organizations.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things that I love to, I argue with my listeners on a regular basis, when it comes to Facebook and Twitter and what have you, there's no such thing as freedom of speech. These are privately held companies,
yeah,
and
exactly.
They can decide. But in fairness and equality, I mean, are you comfortable with, are you okay with them deciding that Alex Jones no longer has a right to get, with? And I'm, look, at Alex is on one of my networks. I'm not a big fan of his. I don't listen to him. But are you comfortable with a private organization saying, you know what, I'm not really hot on him. Let's get him out of here.
I am, because Alex Jones has done some incredible harm and has caused incredible hurt to some people out there by essentially making stuff up. I covered Sandy Hook. I was at Sandy Hook. I spoke to the parents. I Sandy Hook, when those kids were killed, was one of the most absolutely painful and disturbing and horrific stories I have ever done in, well, God, almost 30 years of journalism. It still makes me cry today when I think about it. And what he has done to those families and to those parents by spreading lies and innuendo and utter crap. And these are parents who lost kids. And because of Jones, they're being harassed. They're being bullied. They've had to move towns. They've had to change addresses because Jones decided that he was going to create a conspiracy theory that somehow Sandy Hook was this red flag operation and it was all total government conspiracy, all about gun control. You know, and I was there in the aftermath of it all. And, you know, that kind of stuff, when you're removed from it and you don't know the people involved, you know, it's like, oh, it's freedom of speech. Well, you can argue the abstract as much right. as you want. But the reality is he has caused harm and pain and anguish to people who've already had more than their fair share of that.
Okay, but I hear you. And again, I don't want people spewing garbage all the time yeah. either, or hate for that matter. But then we leave people up like Louis Farrakhan. All right. What does he say about the Jews? What does he say about the white devil? You don't think that that's hateful? You don't think that incites sure. violence at times?
I guess the difference is, you know, we're talking about, you know, sort of the abstract argument and the broad brush opinion that, you know, he can have his disgusting, vile, foul opinions, you know, in a broader sense, because everyone's entitled to their opinion of whatever. But when you go up, when you actually then get down to the specifics and what you are doing, instead of harming, I guess, a group or a type, and it's going after specific individual people, and you can actually quantify the harm in a very real and very real-time way, maybe that's the difference. I don't know. I agree with you. It's look, this is the thing. It's very, very tough to make this distinction. And you know, you and I have the same sort of common sense. It's like, you know, we know, like, that's bad and that's good, right? That's bad and that's fine.
Right.
We're normal, reasonable people. You know, the problem is, though, that, you know, things get so sort of stretched out of proportion and, you know, you get all these sort of, you know, hypothetical situations and what if this and what if that? It's like, oh, God, look, I just know the guy is awful, you know?
All right, listen, you know how this works. Capitalism at its finest. We're going to go for a break. When we come back.
That's good.
We got a lot. We're going to talk a little bit about chain migration, but I want to finish up on the freedom of speech thing.
Okay.
We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe, the senior host. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. In a David versus Goliath case, 37-year-old Dwayne Lee Johnson took on the pesticide company Monsanto, claiming the products Roundup Pro and Ranger Pro didn't provide sufficient warning about its adverse health effects. He's suffering from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. A judge announces the award given by a jury in a San Francisco courtroom.
What amount of punitive damages if any, do you award to Mr. Johnson? Answer, $250 million.
Johnson's lawsuit against Monsanto was the first case to go to trial in a string of legal complaints. Charlottesville, Virginia is getting ready for the weekend anniversary of the white supremacist rally that turned violent and deadly. Susan Breaux, whose daughter Heather Heyer was killed when a car rammed into counter-protesters, says she's become an activist furthering Heather's work for equal rights.
We've got to heal the wounds that are so deep and so nasty and so infected.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
No, you don't. You don't want to go through that crap. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hop up on the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. We have that Facebook feed thing going on as well, so you can head over there if you want to. Or you can sit back and actually pay attention and learn something from the conversation. Wouldn't that be kind of novel that you actually sit back and learn something from the radio? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us very much, a lot more than you know. I've got John Voss with me. He is the anchor for CNN International, also former senior international correspondent based in Beijing and Jerusalem. John, again, thanks for being with me.
That's great. That was a great movie, the clip you played from, what was it, Moonstruck?
Oh,
yeah,
I love that movie. And matter of fact, that could have been my kitchen growing up when I was a kid. So, you know, John, you and I, you know, we were talking a little bit. We're not going to jump into it now, but we talked about chain migration. I told you my whole family had green cards, all of them here from Italy. And I tell people it is a different world. I mean, that dining room, that kitchen was my kitchen in the morning with my cousins and others coming in and out. And I think a lot of people don't appreciate or understand that at times, you know?
Yeah.
You know,
and this country has obviously benefited hugely from migration over the years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's part of the magic and the wonder and the, you know, I chose to live here. I wanted to live here since I was a kid. You know, it's the only place in the world I ever wanted to be. It's a great country.
No, seriously, that's a great segue into why. Why did you want to come to America? There are so many other countries out there.
What country put a man on the moon? What country saved the world from fascism? What country invented the internet? I mean, what country has got, like, all the best movies and the best music? And the, you know, what country out there goes to another place thousands of miles away because there's an earthquake and they take in supplies and they save people because that's what they do? No one. This place does it. It's amazing.
Yeah, listen. I remember my grandmother and my aunt and what have you, who's now, I mean, I hope your prayers go out to her people. She's going in for an operation on her kidney. She is 82 years old. She looks like she's 61. She's still working. Tells the stories about coming to this country and all of that. But I tell you what, and John, I don't know how you feel about this. We didn't talk about this. But this thing with the American flag, what bothers me the most about this, we always hear about how oppressive the Americans are, how oppressive we are as a country or what have you, and what that American flag represents. Well, you know what? Those people in Italy, the people who are being bombed and oppressed by the Germans and Mussolini, you know, when they saw the American flag come around.
They're pretty happy.
What?
They were pretty happy.
Yeah, well, I was going to say to you, there was cheering. They were running back into their bombed homes going, oh, my God, here come the Americans. They were running out to the streets and they were cheering them on. So how did we get this mindset? I know I'm going all over the place, but how do we get this mindset that the American flag is oppressive? Sure, we've had troubles in this country, but we try to work to make them better, don't we?
Absolutely. Are you talking like domestically or are you talking like internationally?
Well, all right. The first part of the question is, how do people think of us as being oppressive when you see the American flag in other countries, war-torn nations? They cheer for us. They love that they're there because now they have a shot at freedom and to get out from under oppression, correct?
Yeah, look, absolutely. Look, the problem is that in many instances, dictators and authoritarian governments in many parts of the world have vilified the U.S. completely and totally unfairly as a straw man and as someone to blame for the problems of all their country, you know, whether it was Yasser Arafat and the West Bank and, you know, the Palestinian territories, or whether it was Saddam Hussein in Iraq, or, you know, the mullahs in Iran, sometimes maybe partly justified, but never really entirely, and always distorted and never entirely the truth. There has always been, the sort of leaders around the world who have basically created a straw man in the U.S., blamed their country's problems on America, so they don't get blamed. You know, so that's one side of it. The other side of it, too, America hasn't been entirely, innocent in the way it's dealt with many countries around the world over the years. But, but for the most part, the good hugely outweighs the bad. This is still a country which endeavors to always do. Winston Churchill said, you can always count on the Americans to do the right thing when every other option is well and truly exhausted. But I do believe that this country will always do the right thing. It always wants to do the right thing.
One of my favorite sayings is, I go, look, think about something. We were one of the only countries on the face of the planet in World War II. We had a bomb. We had the ability to take over every country on the planet. And I believe, my personal opinion, is we used those bombs to do good, to stop a war that could have killed even more millions of people, and we used it on nobody else to oppress no other country. And I don't see how you see that. You can look at that and go, look at those Americans. They're such terrible people. I don't know how you do that.
Look, obviously Truman, there was a lot of anguish that went into that decision at the end of the day. And, whether or not the second bomb was entirely justified or whether the first would have done it, I guess that's the open debate here. But, they did the calculation that the cost of lives in a land invasion would have far exceeded what was the lives lost in, by using two nuclear bombs. But beyond that, I mean, look what the United States in Germany with the Marshall Plan. What country in the history of this world has gone into the defeated nation and said, hey, here's billions of dollars. Let us help rebuild your country. Because you know what? That's us. Really? When does that ever happen? And that has led to this post-World War II system, which, I think sadly right now the current administration is tearing down. I think that comes with a whole bunch of problems. But that system that was put in place with the Marshall Plan and the forgiveness of Germany and the rebuilding of Germany, turning Germany from an enemy into an incredibly close ally, that set the stage for, seven decades of relative, peace, especially peace in Europe. And, if that system is not in place, it makes you wonder what the world will be like moving forward.
Well, okay, so you and I have a difference of opinion on this from a standpoint of it's almost like, I don't know if you have teenage kids or if you've had teenage kids, but, you let them get away. You let them get away with certain things for over a period of time. And all of a sudden you go, you're not doing that. You're not going out with that. Well, geez, you've let me do it for the last 8 years, and all of a sudden I can't. I think that's what's happened here in America. When you're talking about what's going on overseas, we've let them get away with so much for so long, and now we're saying, now, wait a minute, you've got to carry some more of your own weight, or you've got to do this, or you've got to make decisions to do that. You can't keep running to daddy after you screw up and you've spent all your money going, well, I didn't listen to you, and can you give us a few more? Look at the UN right now. They're scrambling for dollars. And you know why it is? It's because for the first time ever, they haven't been able to knock on the door and go, hey, we're tight. Can you loan us a few hundred million?
Look, I agree with all of that. And I think, you know, that you've got to, you know, you have to have boundaries and you have to keep those. You have to ensure that everyone is doing their fair share. And when countries don't step up and, Europe's had a free ride. You let the Europeans take you for a ride, you know, they'll take you for a ride.
John,
and that's what's happened.
John, but wait a minute. The European Bank, right? It's the brokest bank on the face of this earth, all right?
Well, what do they do?
They are, no, you gotta hear, this is economics non-101. They are loaning money to broke countries, and they are borrowing money from the other broke countries to loan to the broke country who can never pay them back. There's a whole bunch of negatives on their sheet. When does somebody go, okay, stop! We gotta fix this! When does that happen?
Well, look, it happens when everything collapses and no one's got any more money left, I guess.
No. As long as they got computers and paper and maybe Bitcoin, we might be okay. But you see I'm saying, right?
Yeah. Look, there's a bunch of screwy stuff that goes on all the time. And a lot of the stuff I don't understand. I'm sure there's, I'm sure someone's come up with a really good reason why this is sensible somewhere. But the reality is there is always screwy stuff happening. And there is always dodgy stuff happening when it comes to financing. And everybody wants everybody else to pay for stuff. I mean, that's essentially the bottom line.
It's what we've done. I used to tell people, I took these parenting classes years ago, and it was funny. It's how many of you give your kids allowance every week for cleaning their room, and you still give it to them when they don't clean their room? And about 80% of the hands in the room went up. And you go, so what are you teaching your kids? You're teaching them, it doesn't matter what I say, and it doesn't matter what you do. You're still going to get that money at the end of the week. So it's kind of a cultural thing that we really need to change.
But essential to all of this is that you have to have the facts. And you've got to have accurate facts. So let's just sort of bring this full circle of what we were sort of talking about earlier. So you've got to explain to people exactly what's been going on so that, this country and the people here can make, and the government and everybody else, can make an informed decision of how to tackle the problem. And when things are exaggerated, or false statements are made about the extent of the problem because there's another agenda or whatever else is going on, then you know what? You don't have the information and you can't make a correct and an informed decision.
Some of the problem right now, though, is this. Can you hang out for one more session?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm in.
Yeah. I got to finish this slide. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Just in the real side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. John will join us on the other side of the break as well. We'll be right back. Come on. This is a lot more fun than CNN. You there? Are you there?
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir, and I come out the same way.
Some of you are old enough to remember that one, Edgar Winter. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And there are no free rides, not around here anymore. You pay for everything. I pay for everything. You're going to pay for everything. Hey, if you want a cup, you know, a mug, not a cup, I'm telling you, the TRS mugs up on the website, coffee tastes better in a TRS mug. I guarantee it. You don't get your money back if it doesn't, but I still guarantee it anyway. And always good stuff up there. Get my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all those things you've been taught to be afraid of, and you'll find out in the book. They're just labels. They mean absolutely nothing. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. John Voss joins me, and he is anchor for CNN International. He's also the former senior international correspondent based in Beijing and Jerusalem. John, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
You see, you're not scary. That's the thing.
whoa. Don't
nothing
say that.
Right.
You're going to get me in trouble. I'm supposed to be scary. No, it's really funny. I joke about it in the book, and next time I see you, maybe I'll bring you one if I remember. But it's all the labels that are applied to a guy like me. And what do they mean? What do they actually mean? right?
They're meaningless. They're just, you know, people just rattle them off. They sound good. They sound like they mean something, but they don't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, he's a Bible thumper. Well, what does that mean? Because I read a Bible that makes me a Bible thumper? What does it mean? I'm going to hit you with it? I don't understand. It doesn't mean anything. And my fear, we had this conversation tonight, but we couldn't go down that road. My fear is words are becoming meaningless because they're thrown out in every situation. Racist, 10 years ago, if somebody had called me a racist on my show, I really would have stopped. I would have gone, okay, wait a minute. How is that getting out there? Why do people think I'm racist? Nowadays, it's almost like, yeah, okay, whatever, move on. Because everybody's racist, everybody's a homophobe, everybody's an Islamophobe, everybody's a phobophobe. It's like, stop doing that, because you're demeaning these words, you're devaluing them, and we're just going to brush them off when it really does happen, right?
Well, the other thing, too, is that, if you're calling everyone a racist, then no one's a racist, you know, at the end of the day, because it becomes stupid. But there are clearly sometimes, there are actions which are racist. People can act in a racist way or, you know, do something which is racist. That doesn't necessarily make them a racist. It just means that they've done something which is racist.
Right.
And, you know, it's a difference, and it's something which, obviously, you know, if someone acts that way, it's something which obviously needs to be looked at. But just labeling someone a racist or labeling something like fake news or, you know, you lie or whatever, it's, again, that sort of old meaningless stuff as well.
Yeah, but it's scary to me that we throw the word around to shut down an argument, and it shouldn't be. You know, racism is a bad, true racism is a bad and nasty thing, and it shouldn't be tolerated at all. But when you apply everything, every little thing, I didn't hold the door for the woman because she's black. I mean, give me a break, all right? Well, I didn't hold the door for the woman because I didn't see her when I walked out.
we did the thing on that show very quickly about, you know, what is racism and what isn't racism? And there was two examples. There was a black group of friends who went for a Chinese meal in Toronto, and they ordered, and the restaurant said, "You have to pay up first because you're black." Okay, that's racism. As opposed to the girl from Utah who wore a traditional Chinese outfit to her school prom, and it's cultural appropriation, it's racist, it's terrible. And everyone in China, because the story went to China, like, we love the fact that she's embraced our culture.
Bingo!
And isn't that wonderful? And all these morons on Twitter are like, oh, it's a terrible racist thing, she should be stoned, or whatever. Yeah, so one is obviously racism awful, the other one is just, you know, a kid, a beautiful young girl wearing a traditional Chinese outfit to her prom.
Yes, exactly right. I would think, look, I come from a strong Italian background, Italian heritage. Like, I half my family's Sicilian, half my family's Italian. They fight each other all the time. But besides that, I always say the same thing. If you want to get into cultural appropriation, when I go to an Italian joint and we got John O'Malley in the back cooking my food, I want him out. I want the place closed down. Don't appropriate my culture.
Private humanity.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, give me a break. When you go to you're from Australia, correct?
Correct.
Right, so if you go to Outback Steakhouse, right, and Jesus is cooking for you, are you upset that they appropriated your culture?
No, but I'll let you know now, there's no such thing as a blooming onion.
I don't know, John. I've seen one.
Yeah, not in Australia, you haven't.
Yeah, I always get a kick out of that, too. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff my grandmother, my grandfather would look at and go, there's nothing Italian about that dish. I don't know what. All right, so we only got about 4 minutes, but we can get into this. Chain migration, it was something you and I discussed the other night, and it's something to where, you know, you're right, people just throw out numbers. But let's go through a couple of numbers out there right now. In the last 35 years, chain migration has greatly exceeded new immigration. Out of 33 million immigrants admitted to the United States in 1981 through 2016, 20 million were chain migration immigrants. That's 61% of them. Now, we can throw all kinds of numbers and have people swimming like crazy. But just the mere fact that the majority of those came in because a relative came here first, and it gave them the opportunity to open the door for them. There are a lot of people waiting in line to get in. There are a lot of people wanting to come to this country, and they've done it the right way. And again, I'm all for proper and legal immigration. All right. I just think this gives an unfair advantage. Number one, I'm not saying you keep out the immediate family. We talked about this the other night. Uncles, not uncles and aunts, but brothers and sisters and that kind of thing. You bring them with you, or you find a way to bring them in. But when you extend that out to every family, blood family member, I think it's problematic.
Okay, well, I did some reading because I did something we talked about, and you raised a couple of good points. And this gets back to my point of this is an issue which this country has to deal with and have to decide about. They have to make an informed decision, right? Whether you want this process to continue. And that's why I see it is, you know, it's beholden upon the administration from the president on down to present the correct facts. So the reality is that under family reunification, which is a, you know, an immigration policy in many, many countries, if you're a green card holder, you're allowed to bring in your spouse and your unmarried children, and that's it. If you're a U.S. citizen, you can bring in a spouse, married children, parents, and siblings. Under neither case are they allowed to bring in aunts, uncles, cousins, nieces, nephews, in-laws, or grandparents. That doesn't change the numbers. I think you make a good point with the numbers that, you know, 60% of people arriving in this country are basically, you know, getting a free ride from somebody who's already here. But then again, if you look at it, you have the president going up and saying it's all about aunts and uncles and 39 relatives coming in, and that's not the case. So people have got to look at this in a very factual way and decide whether or not they believe it's fair that someone who is now a U.S. citizen should have the right to bring in their extended family, whether that should be limited, maybe not, you know, the parents, maybe not the siblings. But, you know, quite often someone will be here, they need to care for their parents because they're aging or whatever, but then that's putting a burden, you know, on this healthcare system, which is already stretched to the point. That's another night. But, you know what I mean? So it's an important debate to have, but it's a debate which has got to be had with the facts, as opposed to the rumors and the conspiracy theories.
Sure. No, I don't disagree with you. I think numbers, but I think both sides do it. You know, they throw out numbers to combat each other, right? But absolutely. I think there has to be a reality. See, my family came here. They came here. They had a few bucks. Remember, in those days, you had to prove that you weren't going to be dependent on the government.
Yeah.
And you had a sponsor.
Yeah, you had like a ton of money in the bank and assets and all that stuff.
Well, I don't know. Look, my family got here. They had like, my grandfather said he had 65 bucks in his pocket. That doesn't sound like a ton of money. And one suitcase, right? So
that's where the money was.
Yeah. I don't know. We're Italian. It was in other places. So, you know, when he got here, he was a tailor. So he immediately went to work. And, you know, you hear these stories. You hear true immigrant stories of people coming here like that and building businesses. Matter of fact, going out to your place one night, the limousine driver, and I hope I don't get her in trouble, an Iranian young lady, we got to talking on the way home, and she made her way here via, I think she went to Germany and one other country that came here. She started her own limousine service. We got to talking. She said, I couldn't have done this anywhere else on the planet.
Yeah.
But I was able to get here. I got in here on a lottery number or whatever, however it worked. And she said, I'm going to take advantage of this and I'm going to make it work for me. I love her.
Great, good for you. Exactly. It's the dream. It's the promise of America.
Right. But if you come here, now you can't tell me 100% of the people coming here from their war-torn nations are coming here for a better life and don't – there are some that want to live off the government. You can't tell me different, right?
There will be people who do that wherever you are in the world.
Right.
But then you've got to work out, you know, is that a systemic problem? Is it a huge – how widespread is that? Is it, you know, is it a marginal issue? Is it just because within, you know, people, within human nature, there will always be people who want to bludge and do nothing and suck off, you know, everybody else and,
yes,
you know, live off of, you know, the government? Sure. But how widespread is that? How systemic is it? Or is it anecdotal, you know?
No, I hear you. But you know what?
Once you get that truth, then you can work out what you want to do.
Even Billy Bob Clinton knew that, you know, people that run welfare, if they were healthy, they needed to do some work. They needed to do something to give back to the community. And then we have another administration that comes and says, oh, no, you can't force people to work. You can't put that on people. There's got to be some common sense here. You would get less resistance from the right if we felt there was a little bit more common sense applied to this. And I've eaten up your time, so tell people. I have no problem with you telling people how they can catch your show during the week.
Look, we're on CNN International. We're on UVerse. We're on Comcast. You're going to look for us. You'll see CNN, and usually a couple of spaces down, you'll see CNN International. Occasionally, we're on both networks or simulcast. But it's four nights a week, 9 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Pacific. Please watch.
You know what the music means, John. Hey, thanks for being with me. I really appreciate your time. Appreciate
it was a pleasure, mate. Thank you for always being with us.
Yeah, no problem. Have a great night.
Yeah,
I'm Joe McKinney, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. A smorgasbord of stuff. We'll be back.